Hello everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today we're on What is the Ego and Lesson 338.
What is the ego? The ego is idolatry, the sign of limited and separated self, born in a body, doomed to suffer, and to end its life in death. It is the will that sees the will of God as enemy and takes a form in which it is denied. The ego is the proof that strength is weak and love is fearful. Life is really death, and what opposes God alone is true.
The ego is insane. In fear, it stands beyond the everywhere, apart from all, in separation from the infinite. In its insanity, it thinks it has become a victor over God himself, and in its terrible autonomy, it sees the will of God has been destroyed. It dreams of punishment and trembles at the figures in its dream, its enemies who seek to murder it before it can ensure its safety by attacking them.
The Son of God is egoless. What can he know of madness and the death of God when he abides in him? What can he know of sorrow and of suffering when he lives in eternal joy? What can he know of fear and punishment, of sin and guilt, of hatred and attack, when all there is surrounding him is everlasting peace, forever conflict-free and undisturbed, in deepest silence and tranquility?
To know reality is not to know the ego and its thoughts, its works, its acts, its laws and its beliefs, its dreams, its hopes, its plans for its salvation, and the cost belief in it entails. In suffering, the price for faith in it is so immense, the crucifixion of the Son of God is offered daily at its darkened shrine, and blood must flow before the altar where its sickly followers prepare its feasts of death.
Yet will one lily of forgiveness change the darkness into light, the altar to illusions to the shrine of life itself, and peace will be restored forever to the holy minds which God created as his Son, his dwelling place, his joy, his love, completely his, completely one with him. What is the ego?
Lesson 338. I am affected only by my thoughts. It needs but this to let salvation come to all the world. For in this single thought is everyone released at last from fear. Now he has learned that no one frightens him and nothing can endanger him. He has no enemies and he is safe from all external things. His thoughts can frighten him, but since these thoughts belong to him alone, he has the power to change them and exchange each fear thought for a happy thought of love. He crucified himself, yet God has planned that his beloved Son will be redeemed.
Here's our prayer. Your plan is sure, my Father, only yours. All other plans will fail. And I will have thoughts that will frighten me until I learn that you have given me the only thought which leads me to salvation. Mine alone will fail and lead me nowhere. But the thought you gave me promises to lead me home because it holds your promise to your Son. Lesson 338, I'm affected only by my thoughts.
This feels like a full circle lesson to me.
Tell me more about that.
Well, when we were just, sitting down, getting started, and I saw what lesson it was today, I'm affected only by my thoughts. It reminded me of earlier lessons, like really early lessons in the workbook. We have lessons such as one of your favorites.
My thoughts are images I have made.
You knew what I was going to say, didn't you?
Because I say that to myself over and over and over and over again.
Right. And then, of course, we have the very first lesson, nothing I see means anything. But then we have later, my thoughts do not mean anything. They are like the things I see in this room and this place on and on out the window.
Right.
Specifically, I was more thinking about lesson 26, which is my attack thoughts are attacking my invulnerability.
Oh.
And so there's a paragraph in here. Paragraph 3. Do you mind if I read it to us?
So I would like to turn to that. So what lesson was it again?
This is lesson 26.
Lesson 26. So way back.
Way, way back.
And
it's on
what,
page 977, if you have the purple book.
And what paragraph?
Paragraph 3.
Okay.
The idea for today introduces the thought that you always attack yourself first. If attack thoughts must entail the belief that you are vulnerable, their effect is to weaken you in your own eyes. Thus, they have attacked your perception of yourself. And because you believe in them, you can no longer believe in yourself. A false image of yourself has come to take the place of what you are. To me, that...
Oh, if you keep going, though, practice with today's idea will help you to understand that vulnerability or invulnerability is the result of your own thoughts. Nothing except your thoughts can attack you. Nothing except your thoughts can make you think you are vulnerable, and nothing except your thoughts can prove to you this is not so.
So very much this full circle lesson. 312 days later, we are here really circling back. That's why I said this like a circle back lesson, because we're here. I am affected only by my thoughts. You can say it like that. You can say, I'm affected only by my thoughts. And that is so, like, this is so true. Like, I know, it's like, I feel like I'm, give Barry my testimony. Mm-hmm. I know this lesson is true.
And how do you know this lesson is true?
Because I have experienced it for myself where, like, I scare myself. You know, like a dog who kind of,
sees their shadow or something.
Sees their shadow and then gets frightened because they're not like not sure. I just think of your dog Greta where like she'll see her reflection in the oven, like the glass on the oven, and then kind of get like a little spooked by it. Like, what other dog is that? But then it's just her. And I know I've like scared myself with my own thoughts. Oh, this is going to happen. And that's actually part of my attack thoughts are attacking my vulnerability, that lesson. Because in that lesson, you start off by saying, I'm concerned about such and such. And then I'm afraid whatever, I'm afraid such and such or blank, it will happen. Then that thought is an attack upon myself. And like, I'll have this fear like, oh, this is going to be this catastrophic thinking. Oh, this is going to happen. Well, then this is going to happen. And then this is going to happen. And then this is going to happen. And it's just like, bup, 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 bup. And it's all in my head. And even what people have said about me, it's only the part of me that either believes them or accepts what they say is true and doesn't just like go 100%. That's just a bunch of bunk. It's like that belief in me is what is upsetting me.
Because there's some part of you that is thinking that that is true.
Right. Or if I didn't believe that at all, I'd just say whatever.
Okay. So hard question though.
Okay.
Okay. So I get everything that you're saying. I'm just behind you in everything that you just said. Even I totally get it. Like if people say something about you and then you question, you think, oh my gosh, is this true? And then you make it real in your own mind. So it's you attack yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's how you allow other people to attack you because you just kind of believe it yourself. What is A Course in Miracles answer for folks that are truly attacked? Now, I'm not just talking about I'm affected only by my thoughts. So I'm thinking about the people in Ukraine right now, you know, what they have been truly attacked. What, because I have to admit, and I have to say that if A Course in Miracles can't work in every situation for me, it just can't work. Now in my life, I have not found a situation where A Course in Miracles didn't apply or work. So I just wanted to put this out there.
Well, I think there's like the hard answer.
Let's give both answers.
Okay.
So the hard answer is?
The very hard answer is, I am not a body. I am free, for I'm still as God created me.
So no matter what happens to the body, nothing can really happen to who we truly are.
Yeah, it's like which you is getting attacked.
The physical body of which you're not, it just says the body is a learning device, or the real you, which is just you as eternal spirit, which is what you really are.
Right.
So that's the hard answer, but it's a good answer, right? Because it is the answer. What's the easy answer then?
The easy answer would be maybe those situations don't apply to this lesson, because I think we have to really do our due diligence, especially here on planet Earth, where we got all this, honestly, chaos going on, where we don't check our brains at the door on a lesson like this. So if I am affected only by my thoughts, I could be in a very tough situation and not let myself down by letting my thoughts just run wild. I could be very conscious and intentional about even what I think.
That's what I really wanted us to talk about, because I think where I was coming from for a lot of years is, well, what if something bad does happen? And then I would go to, well, then God's forgotten me, or I must have done something wrong. And I would have attack thoughts. And for me, what's true is, even if you're in war, that doesn't mean that you have been forgotten by love. Even if you are, you know, going through a really horrific time right now, which a lot of people are, when it's all said and done, that doesn't mean that you've been abandoned by love. And love is still there with you. It says Jesus wept, mm-hmm. right? So unfortunate and cruel and awful things can happen, but that doesn't mean that we're alone in the happening.
I think also a lesson like this is more speaking. So remember, of course, the miracles, all the way back at the beginning, we said this, it's written on two levels, the spiritual level and the physical level. When we're coming from this space where we are shifting back, we're in conflict about who we are. Am I ego? Am I spirit? I'm spirit. Some days, yeah, I get that. Oh, I'm feeling that. Oh, but, you know, oh, right now I need my ego. Like, if we're going back and forth and we're in a lot of internal conflict, we have to recognize what's going back and forth. What part of us can't just figure out and decide who we really are? Because if we're...
That's the split mind there.
That's the split mind. So what's like the origin point of the split mind? Well, it's our thinking. So if we can be only affected by our thoughts if we get ourselves into that split mind. Because just like we've said, how we show up changes depending on, are we coming from the Holy Spirit thought system, or are we coming from the ego thought system? We are affected by our thoughts if we're going into that ego thought system. That's what affects us. That's what affects our outlook. That's what affects everything about life. Are we coming from the ego thought system, or are we coming from the Holy Spirit thought system?
And so we can be going through really physically, on a physical level, situations that are extremely challenging, and yet no one but us can control our own mind.
Right, and if we're going through a very tough situation in the world, does that break our faith? Does that, if we're like, oh, when do we, are, I'm going to use like a more Christian term, are we filled with the Spirit when everything's going well? And then when we hit the rough road, then does all that, the faith just leave us? Do we just forget about it? Like that's the question I see with a lesson like this is our, I'm using the word faith, like belief in God, but it's also the, like what we're talking about with A Course in Miracles. Do we take that into the hard times or do we forget about it when there's hard times?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I will tell y'all that what we bring with us into the hard times does affect how we show up in those hard times.
It really does. Yeah. Even in the good times and the bad.
Right.
So we can be having not so serious things going on, but our minds, we really are affected by our thoughts and only our thoughts, whether it's a not so serious situation or a very serious situation in the physical representation of that.
Right. And our faith and our thinking can affect even how we show up in these hard situations, because it's just like there have been numerous studies, anyone could Google this, that if someone is diagnosed with cancer, they can give them like a multiple choice test about their attitude. And with pretty high accuracy, they'll know who's going to survive and who won't.
Right. I've read about that.
And it's the same thing. And it may not be such a dire situation. It could be actually, but it's that attitude and the love that we can bring into a situation that does then affect the outcome.
So this is a pretty deep one, right? That pretty deep conversation here. I just wanted to maybe just talk just the last few minutes about this. I will have thoughts that will frighten me. This is the prayer from lesson 338, I mean, until I learn that you have given me the only thought which leads me to salvation. Mine alone will fail and lead me nowhere, but the thought you gave me promises to lead me home because it holds your promise to your son. So the thought, what thought is he talking about there?
Well, the home in here is not some address or building here on earth. It's home as in, so it's what the Course uses the term heaven for.
And that's why the Course also says heaven is here right now and hell is right here right now. So that's what whether we're coming from the Holy Spirit thought system or whether we're coming from the ego thought system.
That's where our thoughts lead us to heaven or to hell.
I am affected only by my thoughts.
And it's just what the Course says, those who live in fear are apt to be vicious. If you have a world where the thoughts of people are hell, they're going to react from a fearful place. They're going to be vicious. They're going to be, we can say, mean. All of those outcomes, their origin is thoughts that feel like hell.
Right.
Because if you have thoughts that feel like heaven, you don't need to do any of those things.
If you have thoughts that feel like heaven, you won't show up that way.
No, you won't.
Right.
No, you won't. Absolutely. There's no way that if you have thoughts that feel like heaven, then you're going to turn around and be vicious. It does not work like that.
Yeah. We're two people who have been bullied. And I always think the people that have bullied us, a lot of times I can go into compassion because I think, how sad must you be to bully?
Yeah.
And then this is on a very small scale. And then you think there's bullies that are larger and bullies that are larger and bullies that are larger.
Mm-hmm.
But it all comes to they're really coming from this place of fear and weakness, actually.
Yeah, because fear is weakness.
Right. Right. Very interesting discussion, Ada. I think we should call it a day.
I think so.
And I'll say it one more time. Lesson 338. I am affected only by my thoughts. Have a wonderful day practicing this lesson, and we will see you tomorrow.
See you then.